Good evening. This is Shabrasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the first session of the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa today, which focused on inclusive and sustainable growth. With Africa hosting the G20 summit for the first time, Mr. Modi said that this is the right moment to revisit global development parameters and prioritize growth that is both inclusive and sustainable. He added that India's civilizational values, particularly the principle of integral humanism, offer a meaningful way forward. Also, PM Modi proposed for the creation of a G20 global healthcare response team, emphasizing that the world is stronger when it works together during health emergencies and natural disasters. Further, he stated that efforts should be on to create teams of trained medical experts from fellow G20 nations who are ready for rapid development in case of any emergencies. PM Modi also proposed a G20 initiative on countering the drug terror nexus. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated the workers of the country on the nationwide implementation of the new labour codes. In a social media post, the minister said that these codes, crafted under the leadership of PM Modi, represent the biggest reform in the history of labour laws. Mr. Shah said that these codes guarantee minimum wages to workers, social security, equal opportunities for women workers, and legal recognition for gig and unorganized workers. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that today's new world requires a new United Nations and international order to tackle global conflicts. The minister was speaking at the International Conference of Chief Justices of the World in Lucknow yesterday. He said the UN could have played a much stronger role in global conflicts such as Israel, Hamas and Ukraine, Russia, and in humanitarian crisis unfolding in Sudan. The minister said a balanced representation in the United Nations is the need of the hour to keep this international body alive. He said the situation can change only when we bring the United Nations back to its core objectives, peace, justice and equal representation as originally envisioned. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, reviewed the implementation and utilization of PM Gati Shakti in the state at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. State Chief Secretary Manish Gupta, Commissioner Planning Ankur Garg and other officials made a presentation on its application. The governor emphasized that every department of the state must make full and effective use of the PM Gati Shakti repository while planning and executing developmental projects. He said that the powerful platform, which is wealth of integrated data, can significantly enhance the state's ability to plan smarter, avoid delays and ensure better coordination across sectors. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Min announced that Arunachal Pradesh's Dao, a traditional handcrafted blade used by several tribal communities, has received the Geographical Indication, GI tag, marking a major milestone in the preservation of the state's indigenous craftsmanship. East Siang District Police, in collaboration with the 5th IRB and Pasighat, launched the Police Sports Fest 2025 with the theme Drug-Free East Siang at Jharkhong yesterday. East Siang Deputy Commissioner Sonalika Jiwani inaugurated the event and addressed the participants. She urged the youths to engage in sports to build a healthy and drug-free community. East Siang SP Pankaj Lamba highlighted that the two-day sports fest features football, volleyball, cricket and badminton with significant participation of women in volleyball and badminton. The event aims to connect youth with the district's anti-drug message through active community engagement and sportsmanship. A felicitation meeting was held at the Disease Chamber, Debrajo, where the National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Providers, NAVH, certificate was accorded to Dr. Talom Tang and Dr. Yuan Parme, medical officers of Ayush Health and Wellness Centers, Damo and Karko, yesterday. The certificate was presented by Upper Siang DC Talo Jirang in presence of several medical officials. The accreditation was conferred on the two MOs in recognition of their outstanding performance in the sector. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.